Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. This building's iron gate and arched entrance serves as a gateway to the cistern yard. When it was completed in 1851, architect Edward White also designed a new portico for the college's main building and shortened the tall brick wall that had surrounded the campus, making it visible to passersby. A space that had housed privies was now the college's front lawn. The college asked its janitor to get rid of a cow that grazed Cistern Yard and to keep his firewood and laundry out of the main alcove of Porter's Lodge. The building's attractive proportions helped create a cohesive, elegant green space that framed and complemented the main building, later renamed Randolph Hall. Today, faculty offices occupy the top floor of Porter's Lodge, but these rooms were originally living quarters for a custodian, or porter, in the parlance of English universities that the college wished to emulate. Long-serving janitor John Cahill lived in the lodge for almost 50 years, including the Civil War years when a horse-drawn fire engine was stored in the lodge. Cahill was later commended by the college for remaining at his post during the bombardment of Charleston. In the 20th century, when the janitor stopped living here, the lodge housed student clubs and sometimes a dormitory. Some called it the guardhouse, but the janitor was often guarding the college from vandalism and hijinks by students rather than intruders, according to long-serving janitor Robert Matthews. During 1918, when the college doubled as a barracks while students trained for the military, Matthews served in uniform as an orderly. He stated in a 1930 interview that the horseplay of male students became more restrained once women began attending the college. Although the campus now extends well beyond the Cistern Yard, Porter's Lodge remains the symbolic threshold into and out of the college. During fall convocation, entering students pass through the gates and then exit through them a few years later during spring commencement. The new graduates process out onto George Street, through the lodge's triumphal arch, beneath a Greek inscription that translates as, "Know Thyself." In earlier decades, Porter's Lodge offered a visual statement of welcome to those who belonged, while also declaring that this enclosed, tranquil park was reserved for college use. In Lemon Swamp and Other Places, a memoir of growing up in a middle-class African-American family, Mamie Garvin Fields recalls walking past George Street as a young girl in the early 1900s. She and her sister peered through the gate at the campus to see the flowers in bloom, but were interrupted by a white boy who used a hateful word and told them to scat. The frightened girls ran across the street, where a kindly woman selling candy comforted them, explaining, "Chillin' that ain't for we." In this painful memory, Fields recalls the college's past as an exclusionary, white-only institution. But she also remembers that the candy seller told the girls, "Someday you chillin' would go right ya to get schoolin', just like that po' buckra who talked to you so mean." The college desegregated in 1967. And now strives to be inclusive rather than exclusive, welcoming all into a space once reserved for sons of Charleston's white elite. Mamie Garvin Fields, who became an influential educator and community leader, was welcomed into the college posthumously. The papers of Mamie Garvin Fields are housed in the college's Avery Research Center for African American History and Culture.